has ever done anything with property, buying a house, selling a house, buying a business, it sucks, right? Part of the reason to me is because whenever you're doing something with a property transaction, is you've got 10 people involved in the process and nobody's talking to each other. You have realtors from both sides, you have mortgage people, you have the title settlement people, you have the inspectors, you have the appraisers, you have everybody involved. And throughout, you don't know who to talk to, you don't know where things are, hopefully you can get a hold of your agent, hopefully the agent can get a hold of the loan person, hopefully the loan person and the title person are talking so that way they can get the closing put together. And it's a really fun process. And if someone's gonna get blamed, it's usually the realtor or the mortgage person. As a mortgage person, I say my job is to be the lightning rod of hate. So that way I can be to blame whenever something takes a little longer than normal. When it comes to the process, I originally got my start doing employee benefits. My family's business combined insurance services. After my father passed a couple years ago, I kind of came to the determination that employee benefits wasn't really where my heart was. I enjoy helping people more on an individual level. So I got into individual health insurance, Medicare, life insurance, things like that. I still do the Medicare because people need help out there. And then had a friend who was a mortgage processor and said, hey, do you know anything about homeowners insurance? I said, give me a week. And a week later, I had my property and casualty insurance license. I don't recommend doing that in a week. It was like I literally said, I'm going to do this on a Monday. Bought the course, finished the course on that Wednesday, which I think is a 200-hour course. And then took the test on a Friday. And then slept on a Saturday. So then I went and got my license for that, and then the homeowner insurance market crashed. And then they say, hey, do you know anything about title insurance? I said, give me a week. And 6 months later, I had my title insurance license. Because fun fact, the title insurance licensing program is basically held on by a woman named Karen Kugler, who is the only person in the state who teaches classes for that you have to take in order to get your license. So I went and got that. And I said, well, I have my title license. Maybe I can start doing mortgages too. So I went and got my mortgage license. And then I was tired. And my girlfriend said, you gotta stop. Just, you know, don't run yourself into the ground. Promise me you're not gonna get any more licenses for a year. I said, I promise. And a month later, she says, so I was thinking, we should get our real estate licenses together. We could be a team. I said, good idea. So I went and started the course, and about 3 weeks later, she said, I can't do this. I'm too busy right now. I said, okay, I'm going to finish mine. So then I got my real estate license. And I realized I kind of had the infinity gauntlet of licenses. Because as a title agent, I also got my notary too. So I had all these licenses, and I said, well, what can I do with them? And then my first real estate client came and said, oh, I also need a mortgage. I said, well, okay, well, I can do that for you too. And because I was able to do that, all of a sudden, they didn't have eight people to call. They just called chat. And then when it came time for the closing, they ended up paying the closing costs and they got to pick the title companies. It's called chat. And suddenly, I was able to save them about $7,000 because I was able to take less for everything I was doing. I said, hey, this isn't dumb. And so I started my business and pivoted from what I was doing. And I can still do the homeowners things. I really consult more on that. Because to me, if you're going to sell a policy from homeowners, you should be able to service it as well. Like being one of those agents that whenever you sell something and then you never hear from that person ever again. Okay. So I kind of walked back from that. And now my main focus is down is up. Yeah. It was going so well. There we go. Okay. My main focuses right now are mortgage, which we do residential and commercial loans. We also work with a lot of hard money, private money lenders as well. I'm the type of person where majority of my business comes from word of mouth referrals, because I'm kind of known as the guy who will keep hitting his head against the wall until the wall breaks or he does, and that I will find you something out there. Even if I'm not the guy to do it, I'll find you someone who can. Okay. But we also do loans for investors, so not just residential, but also investment loans. Our process really is one of let's take a journey together. Instead of I need to get this done right now. It's how can we put you in the best position to give you what you need? Okay? Because those two things are often completely different. On the real estate side, do a little bit of everything, including residential, commercial. I also consult for people who do the auction services, like foreclosure, tax lien auctions. I actually have someone today, their auction is starting at 11 o'clock. So I've been helping them with that. But we go through a little bit of everything, and we also do transaction services to help with realtors and for sale by owner clients that are looking to get the process going as quickly as possible and smoothly. And on that, we do say that if you use us for multiple services, we'll actually give you a rebate back on the commissions that we end up taking from it, so that way you end up saving more money. And then our final closing, we do a little bit of everything. We're very investor friendly on that side of things, very transparent about our fees. And we always tell people your first deal that you bring to us, we'll give you a discount on our settlement services. Our rates are literally the rates that our vendors charge us. We do not upcharge on anything. Thank you. And then when it comes to the actual rate, we are with Old Republic. This is set by the state. This is not something that anybody can upcharge. Okay. So we typically are cheaper than most other places. We also make sure that we don't take on more files than we can actually handle, so that way you are serviced properly throughout. But when it comes to what we do, the main thing is we're a one-stop shop. I always just tell people, like, just call me if you have a problem. I'll tell you exactly where you're at. Even if it's something where you don't need multiple services and you only need someone to run something by, just give me a call, okay? My main thing is making sure people are educated, people are informed, because if I could help somebody with something, and even if I don't make money on it, then the next time that you do need something, then I'll be the first one to make a call, okay? My big takeaways here, education is number one. I have informative sheets on everything that we do. We are not big into pressure, big into taking time, and big into transparency. If you have a question, I'll be upfront and honest about it, even if it's something that you may not like. So, and that's it.